This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to Financial Armor Show. I am Brad Cooper, president of Cooper Financial Investments. And I want to welcome today my co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing today, Tony?
I am doing great today, Brad. Great. Thanks for, once again, I appreciate you so much for having me on the show each week, because we always have a great time talking about finances, figuring things out, and I really respect your wisdom in these areas. You've been doing this for a long time, helping people with their financial strategies, financial plans, retirement plans, investments. So this is a good time for our listeners to take some notes, listen, and I know they'll have questions. So we'll give the phone number and the web address throughout the show. But tell us, Brad, how you've been. Are you keeping busy? Did you have a good weekend?
Wonderful weekend, Tony, as always. And they go by so fast, but we're keeping busy, very blessed, just meeting with a lot of wonderful clients and giving updates, educating, and really just there's so many moving parts today when you look at financial planning, and to be able to educate and address, like I talked about in previous shows, different pieces of the financial puzzle. And if you ask me what really drives me, what keeps me going after 30 years in this industry, it's that right there, is making an impact and helping families.
Yeah, well, that's great. And that's a great motivation to have. I know you love helping people. And you always tell me your favorite part of the job is just meeting new people and being able to help them get a strategy in place and seeing their face when it's like, oh, I'll be able to retire then and have enough money to live on. That is great. Having that financial plan is such a burden lifted. I know for my wife and I, that was huge. And it's great to be able to do that. I envy you in some ways, although I love my job too. You know, I love the sound of my own.
You're right. And you're so good at it too.
I don't know about that. Let's not get carried away, but I do love the sound of my own voice. I've been accused of that. And of course, I'm always accused of having the perfect face for radio, Brett.
I've been accused of that several times too. So that's what's great. But now, since they've added video like we're on now, that kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've never been able to properly explain myself in this format, Brad. That's what I tell people. But you mentioned the financial puzzle, and I love it, because what you do is provide the most important piece of the puzzle, and that's the box lid. You know, if I've said this before on the show, but if you've got a 1,000-piece puzzle, what's the most important piece? It's not the last piece. It's not the centerpiece. It's not the edges. It's not the corners. It's the box lid, because you're not going to be able to get together a 1,000-piece puzzle unless you have that big picture to look at of what it's supposed to be like. And that's what you provide, is the big picture for people. You're able to step back and say, okay, your personal situation is this and this. Let's do the math. Here's the big picture. And then it's like a light bulb goes on. You have those light bulb moments with clients, right? Or people that come to meet you?
Absolutely. Every day you can just see the light bulb go off, as far as whether we're talking about future taxation, risk, Social Security, whatever the case may be. That's what's so exciting, to see that light bulb go off. And just to add to the puzzle overall, my youngest daughter, give her a 5,000-piece puzzle, she would love that. She would put that together probably within hours. The puzzles I'm talking about when it comes to financial planning are big pieces. That's the type of puzzles I like putting together. The ones when I was 5 years old, they had 6 pieces, and the pieces were about the size of, you know, a pizza.
Sure. Yeah. That's my idea of a puzzle. Your daughter sounds amazing, because my mother-in-law loves puzzles, and my wife's sister was in town, and they were helping their mom do a puzzle at our kitchen table, and they had it spread out all over, and it was like 1,000 pieces. And I'm like, nope, I'm done. Like, half of it was sky, where every piece looked the same. I'm like, I don't know if I don't have the patience for that, but you have the patience to look at all the different puzzle pieces and put them together. And I admire that. Now, we're talking about financial strategy steps for fall. What's the first thing you want to talk about?
Yeah, so many steps as we're entering fall. Thank God. Cooler weather, cooler nights, cooler mornings. Love it. But financial strategy steps for this fall. Let's start out with estate planning. And a lot of what I'm referencing today came from an Investopedia article, Estate Planning, 16 Things to Do Before You Die. But one area I want to start with is, where do I start, Brad? Make an inventory of the most important things that you own or that are worth to you. That's where I would start first on the things to do when it comes to looking at estate planning.
Okay. So make a list, right? An inventory, so to speak, is what you're talking about.
That's right. Do an inventory. Find out what you have, what's more valuable, what's not, what's important to you is going to be the first start. Then really consider, the next step would be consider who you want those possessions to go to once you do pass away. Do you want them to go to a daughter, a son, a nephew, niece, grandson, granddaughter, a charity, whatever your desires are, start making out a list next to them on where you would like to direct those possessions.
Okay. That makes sense. Consider who you'd like to take possession, like enhanced planning, estate planning, legacy planning, I guess would come into play there. And then what?
Next step is with Cooper Financial and our relationship with Gradient, we have one of the best technology platforms called our Generational Vault. And what I recommend with all of our clients is keep a hard copy of all your important documents that you have at home, of course, in a safe, but also through our Generational Vault, you can set up, which our office will help do so, private folders, for an example, for your estate plan, brokerage statements, tax returns, and private folders, any type of folder that you want. So regardless of where you're at in the world, if you need access to any of those documents, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can access those important documents.
Yeah, you can even put your financial accounts in there, and you can look and see where they're at inside the Generational Vault, right?
That's right. And that's another great feature we often don't talk about enough, but a lot of our clients have multiple accounts, not only with us, but, bank accounts and maybe some older accounts that was not in their best interest to move. So we can link all of those up to the Generational Vault. So instead of going to maybe 15 different websites to track your values and see what you have, you can go to our Generational Vault on a daily basis and get updated amounts of what you currently have, whether it's going up, whether it's going down, and many other features like that.
Wow. That's great. That's great. And I know you can use it as a storage area, download important or upload, I should say, important documents, photos, things like that. And then make sure a trusted loved one or a state attorney has the username and password. So if something should happen to you, that's where your family can access all the important documents. I think that's a huge part of financial and estate planning. So what should we do next to make sure that we have a good strategy in place? What should we do this fall?
In addition to enhanced planning and estate planning, making sure you have that in order, and we could make an entire show or probably multiple shows, and we're going to have our estate planning attorney as a guest in the near future on to talk more specifically on trust versus wills and the importance. But, protecting your estate and keeping it out of probate is the main conversation we have when we're talking about enhanced planning. But another area that I want to talk about is basically retirement planning and having everything organized with your retirement accounts. I can't tell you, Tony, and this just happened again twice in the past week, where I met with a new couple, and they're in their 60s, and they brought in all their information. They had no idea there was no organization. They thought they had an IRA here, existing 401k here, but they weren't for certain. So a lot of times we're just spending time with them, getting them organized and reviewing what they currently have with all their retirement accounts.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to admit this, and my wife really chastised me, as did you and the financial advisors I work with. But I had a 401k that I lost track of and had forgotten about.
Just one?
I moved. Yeah, I had one 401k that I lost complete track of and forgot about because I moved jobs. It was weird because I was at a company. They got bought out.
Right.
By a bigger company. We all moved over and then we signed up for a new 401k and I didn't do what I needed to do to transfer that old 401k with the old company that I'd spent 5 years at was just out there in limbo. And I had forgotten about it because then I started receiving statements on my new 401k and I viewed it as the same job, but it really was two different companies and two different 401ks. So in my mind, I'd lost track of that, but fortunately we found it. And when I left that company, I think it was my wife who said, didn't you have you should have more than this, you know, where's the first half, the first 5 years of 401k money. You know, I didn't want to tell her I blew it on my record collection. No, I found it. So we went back and found it. But I know that's something you have to help a lot of people do is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'm going to make you feel better, Tony, because that's my job to make you feel better about, you know, what you just shared with me. Back about 7 years ago, I met with this wonderful couple approaching retirement and they were very worried about not having enough money. And as I started reviewing their information, I was worried for them. However, he said, you know what? In my career, I've had at least 15 different jobs and changed jobs. So long story short is we started doing a little bit of research. They had to do a lot of the legwork. We found, Tony, no kidding, 12 old existing 401k plans that they forgot about, which amounted combined was over $800,000.
Oh my goodness.
Not like yours, you know, where yours is probably $1 million, but you know what they say at retirement, every $1 million helps.
No, that mine
you
don't was know about. Small change compared to that. Mine was very small change, but it made a difference, but that's, that is amazing. Isn't it? That people would have $800,000 that they just lose track of
And I could share story after story about, you know, that case, another case, $750,000. But then that leads to another thing I want to talk about, which is a financial strategy step for this fall, is once you identify and find out all the accounts you have, is what we always do at the end of the process is what I call a beneficiary audit. And here's what I find more than most is, when we're looking at these older accounts, whether it's old 401ks, old IRAs, even older life insurance policies, or maybe a plan they had through their previous employer or their current employer, guess what we're finding is not listed properly? Beneficiaries.
Beneficiary designations. And why are those so important, Brad?
They're so important because what happens is upon your death, a beneficiary designation will trump a will any day and sometimes a trust. So making sure you have the correct beneficiaries is so important. And that's one of the things that we take pride in at Cooper Financial is we take our time. We do a good job with going through each account, whether you have it under our umbrella of management or you don't. Because here's what I see so many times. I've read so many horror stories where a husband, passed away. He remarried 15 years ago, but he forgot to change the beneficiary on his life insurance policy. Wow. So when he died, the life insurance death benefit paid out to his ex-wife, not his current wife and family. So same way with 401ks. So very important that you look at your beneficiaries on a regular basis, because we often, you know, whether it's selling a home, buying a new home, refinancing, opening up new accounts, purchasing new items, there's always a need to review your beneficiaries.
Yeah. I think that's so important because, like you said, you mentioned beneficiary designations trump a will. So even if he had a will that left it to his current wife and kids, the beneficiary designation, I know there is a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court and they said, nope, that's contractual. That takes precedent because that's part of a legally binding contract. So that's tough. That's a huge reason to work with a financial services professional like yourself, a fiduciary who's going to look out for your clients. Make sure you regularly review your beneficiary designations, I guess, is the lesson there. And the fall time before the end of the year is a great time to do that, isn't it?
It's a great time. Before we go into the holidays, it gives me personally, because I do this myself as well, gives me peace of mind going into the holidays. And, you know, it just reminds me, still in the same topic, which, you know, I'm spending a little bit more time on this than what I normally would, but I'm just remembering 6 months ago, a lady came into our office and her brother passed away unexpectedly. He was 70 years old, great health. And she came in, she found out that she was the executor of the will. And not only was she in my office, her 94-year-old mother was, and her nephew, her brother's son, was in the room as well. So to make a long story short, he had a will, and he wrote down a few things in writing before he passed away. And once that went through probate, once she received all the information as far as the accounts and the beneficiaries, and keep in mind, during this process, the family was fighting, the mother, the son, nephews, and nieces were just arguing over what little or lots of money he had. So what happened was we finally got all the statements and he put his 21-year-old granddaughter on as the beneficiary of all of his accounts. She received over $1.8 million.
Oh my goodness.
And now mom and son and everyone else is suing. And that's one of probably thousands of stories that I could share with you the reality. So do yourself a favor, do your children, your estate a favor, and make sure you do those. If you need help, we'll sit down at no cost and do that for you.
Yeah. You have to do that. So what's another financial strategy step that we should take before the end of the year?
You know, right now, as we're entering into Medicare season, I call it, all of our Medicare specialists normally between now and December are really busy as far as talking Medicare supplement plans, because there's an open window where you have the opportunity, if you don't like your plan, or maybe you need to change your plan because newer plans have come out. This is the time to do it. And it's really busy for our Medicare specialists to, meet with our clients just to make sure they're making the right decision. And what I love about, Tony, our Medicare specialist is they are very educational too. They'll take the time. They'll review your prescriptions. They'll review your health and put you in the supplement that is going to be the best for you, regardless of the cost, which may save you money, may not. And that's the type of specialist that we have that goes through the Medicare, process.
Yeah. So Medicare, it's open enrollment right now, or the annual election period, AEP, as of the recording of the show, it's October 15th through December 7th, I believe. Correct. And so that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. That's important. That's an important thing to make sure you take care of before the end of the year, and always review that, your Medicare and health insurance options, at least once a year, right?
Absolutely. And this is the time to do that. And I know, just talking to clients, talking to our Medicare specialist, everyone's bombarded with phone calls and emails. But I would encourage you, take out a couple hours of your day, meet with your Medicare specialist. If you don't have a good one, call our office and we'll refer you to one of our specialists. And I promise you'll get the education and the information you need, because one thing that's certain in life, and especially with our government, things change. And year to year, a lot of times things change, just like the markets and everything else in life.
Yep. The one thing we can count on not to change is that everything always changes.
Absolutely. Right.
So before we move on, why don't we let our listeners know, Brad, how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation and get some of their questions answered. Make sure they're properly reviewing their situation before the end of the year.
Absolutely. If you just want to sit down with us at no cost and just be, you know, ask questions and we'll provide as much information and education to you as you want, you can call our office directly at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345. Or you can visit our site, financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com to get more information and to reach us through our website as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brad. I think that's great. And listeners, take advantage of that. I know, Brad, you love to meet with people, talk with them, answer their questions. And you have a staff there, the Medicare specialists, other people they can meet with to answer specific questions. And that's what really counts. Now, let's keep moving with these financial strategy steps to take before fall or during fall, before the end of the year. What's next?
Another thing on the list, which I want to talk about, which we talked about in previous shows, is taxes. But what I want to talk about more specifically is I would recommend, if you don't, which I'm finding, Tony, majority of my clients, the majority of people I meet with new, do not meet with their CPA the last quarter of each year. So why is that important? Especially whether you're a business owner, whether your tax return is simple or anything between, the reason why it's so important to be proactive and meet with your accountant or CPA is identify kind of where you're going to be by April 15th. Do not let that be a surprise as far as taxes, because a lot of times with the current laws, there may be some additional deductions out there or purchases or things that you can do before December 31st to minimize your future taxation and your future tax bill by April 15th. If you fail to do that and you're meeting with your CPA March, April to do your taxes, and they say, did you think about doing this last year? Or did you think about doing this? Well, no, I didn't know that. Well, why didn't your CPA share that with you? It was too late. So that's another area in the list, which I encourage you to really evaluate your taxes, kind of where you're going to be. Is there anything you can do to save money in taxes before you do your return?
Yeah. Yeah. And taxes are a biggie. And before the end of the year, there may be things you can do, like you say, to minimize that tax burden. No one likes to hear about taxes, but they affect everything. They come into play anytime money is involved. So they have to be part of your financial strategy. And you want to work with a financial professional like yourself, a fiduciary who's looking out for your client's best interests. You work alongside tax professionals, but you have the big picture. A lot of times a CPA is only going to look back at the last year, which is important because you want to minimize that tax burden that's due in April. But also you want to have somebody, a financial advisor, who's looking ahead saying, well, you could do this now and save a few bucks this year, but it's going to cost you down the road, right? You have to do the math.
Absolutely, Tony. And that just reminds me, I had two meetings last week and we had this discussion, which this discussion is almost with every visit I have with new people and clients, is we talk about their CPA. We talk about their estate planning attorney. We talk about their financial planner. You know what, Tony? Here's what I've discovered, which is sad. About, I'd say, 8 or 9 out of 10 people I meet with, they don't have a local team working with them. And why is that important? Just a visit I had a couple of days ago. Lady was worth, you know, a lot of money, put it that way. And I asked, you know, who she worked with. And her CPA had no clue of what her attorney was doing. Her attorney had no idea what the financial planner was doing. So in this case, because the laws are changing, future taxation in the future, the estate tax exemption coming down in 2026. The attorney was taking her one direction, the CPA the other direction, and the financial planner the other direction, which is going to end up in being a disaster and a financial failure in the future. So I guess with all that said, Tony, I would encourage you, if you don't have a local team that will come in and help you and sit down with you like we do with our strategic partners and do that really at no cost, you should look at, you know, maybe checking out other options.
Great show, great message. But before we go, one more time, let our listeners know how they can get that no charge, no obligation consultation with you.
Absolutely, Tony. Feel free to call our office directly. We will pick up your phone Monday through Friday, and you can call us at 520-543-8345. Or you can visit our website, Financial Armor Show, financialarmorshow.com. And not only contact us through our website, but hear previous shows and find all the resources that we have talked about in previous weeks and months on each show as well there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brad, for the show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. For our YouTube viewers, thanks for watching. But that does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with Brad Cooper.
Thank you, Tony. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.